I'm Emma Curtin, host of a new true crime podcast called Murder Archives. It's set in Toorak in 1929 about the murder of Norma Rees-McLeod. Search for Murder Archives where you're listening right now.
Semi-related is supported by supersimplecards.com. Get a pack of greeting cards from Super Simple Cards using the offer code SOMEHOW at the checkout. supersimplecards.com. Check them out. Glenn, we've got a sponsor. This is amazing.
I couldn't think of anyone more impressive than Super Simple
Cards.
Cards.
I was thinking BHP, but we have got Super Simple Cards. They're made in Gippsland, so they're a local product. Yeah.
They're manufactured by solar.
Wow, they're using solar power. They only work during the day. They don't work at night.
I'm charging this one up now.
And the printing uses only vegetable oil-based inks.
Yeah. Oh,
that's good.
And cards are combustible.
Compostable. Well, they probably would burn if you lit them, but you can put them in the compost and they will decompose. Compostable.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah. But I'm just looking at one now, and these, I got to say, they're frameable.
They're cute.
You could put nice words on the inside. You know what I like? They're blank. I don't like being told what to say.
I know. So that could be like, that's a good one for your mum or a loss or a wedding or anything. It could be for anything. It says anything. All purpose card. So find a link in the show notes or go to supersimplecards.com. Get 10% off your entire order when you use this code SOMEHOW at the checkout. All shipping is free. Yeah, well, get a great pack of environmentally friendly cards. They'll save you time and money. Go to supersimplecards.com. I was going to talk about your haircut.
Why would you talk about that?
We've both had haircuts. You've had a haircut.
Okay, here's the question.
Yeah.
Do you give them a directive or do you just go do what you want to do?
I go to the same guy, Ivan. I've been going there for a while, and so now he knows what I want. Like, thick on the top, short on the sides.
Thick on the top, short on the sides.
And so, but how do you go with the chit chat? I'm intrigued by you. And so, do you go to the same person?
Yes. Yeah, I have. I usually go through a work one.
So when you're getting a makeup.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, if I like them, then I'll get their number and go and see them on the side, so to speak. But I pay for it. No freebies.
Daryl Summers used to turn up after he'd left to get his hair cut at Channel 9. Someone told me that.
Well,
Daryl Summers used to get his hair cut by the Channel 9 makeup artist. Yeah. And once the show finished, he still used to turn up to get his hair cut.
Oh, I see. Just like a coming for his biscuit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm here. It's your show back.
It is tempting that when you
find a good.
Well, you're getting towards the end of a shoot and you go and you like the cutter, you can get a freebie, you know?
Yeah.
But here's one thing I think. One, they should invent mirrors that they can see you, but you can't see them. Well, no, you can't. I hate sitting there looking at myself.
I know
some people would love it, but I don't want to look at myself for half an hour or whatever it takes.
I know.
And conversation, it's an art form.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about myself.
Huh.
Oh, no. No, I want to talk about them.
Oh, okay.
I want them to tell me stories.
Yeah.
Something that's happened.
Yeah, well, Ivan's a pretty good storyteller. So he's got brothers doing interesting things and stuff, and so that's what you want to hear about.
Was it you that was telling me about the guy who was getting threats from the guy next door, and then he got another friend to... Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about here, but...
No.
He called in the tough guys because of the car park out the back. You know, there's often
a bit of
tension about the car park out... Oh, that's not you.
That's not me.
Yeah, and apparently he made a phone call and everything was taken care of.
Everything was fine.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to have someone like that?
I go to the hairdresser that was right next door to where the Apex gang bashed in the jewelry shop.
Gee.
Yeah.
They weren't coming for you.
Well, you never know. Well, I don't know what I would have done if I was getting my little blow wave and a bit of a...
The Apex gang. They just want your keys to your car, mate. They want the keys to your Mercedes. They don't really care.
I had my head back in the trough. You know when you wash the hair and a little bit dribbles down your neck?
Yeah,
you don't
want
to say anything because it makes them feel bad.
I know.
Yeah, but I'm loving a head massage. Do you get a head massage?
Yeah.
From a guy?
It. From a girl. The Apprentice does it.
And do you make noises? Is that inappropriate to make a noise?
I think it's inappropriate.
It is making... Is it?
Oh. So yeah, I've got to say, yesterday I felt short-shifted. She only did it for about 10 seconds. I said, is that it? She went, yeah. I actually said, is that it?
Gosh. Yeah.
I always like the smells. There's always peppermint or some weird smell going on your hair.
You're a metro guy. Interesting.
Maybe I am.
How often do you wash your hair?
Not often.
Are we recording this?
About once a week.
I don't. Once you wash it every day, you got to wash it every day. You got to train your hair out of that.
No, no, once a week, once or twice a week. My wife complains about it. But I'm like, you're not meant to wash it every day. It's crazy.
Mark Mitchell says you got to wash, cut your hair. It's on a waxing moon or a waning moon. One of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got to do it via astrology.
He says you've got to cut your hair every couple of days.
Play the music,
quick.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. Now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, welcome to the show.
Somehow Related, which is a program that Sam presents us with two unrelated topics.
That are related, though.
That are related. Well, it's sort of, when I say unrelated, you wouldn't think they were related.
Yeah, it's just, how are they? And we've got to try and work it out, and then we are given the answer at the end.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. Okay, let's have our topics.
Your subjects today that are somehow related. Olivia Newton-John and Rudolf Hess.
Wow. Two of my favourite people in the same sentence. Rudolf Hess and ONJ.
Could they?
Well, I think we should explain who Rudolf Hess is. I know. Because
he plays for Collingwood, doesn't he?
No. you know. He was Adolf Hitler's second-in-command.
Second-in-command.
I think he was. And he flew the light plane early in the war to Scotland to try and just work out a truce with the Allies. And then they just locked him up forever. That was Rudolf Hess.
Hang on. So that was towards the end of the war?
No, that was the start of the war.
Oh, the start of the war. He didn't want to, they didn't want to invade Poland?
No, I think they'd already invaded Poland.
So they were trying to work it out. They're going, okay.
Rudolf Hess, yeah, but he was deeply a deep Nazi. He signed the thing about killing the Jews and everything. He did all that. And he was also, I know about Rudolf Hess. You know why? Because Adam Zwar, friend of the show, not that we've had anyone on, but he's still a friend of ours. His dad was a journalist and his dad wrote a book about Rudolf Hess. A whole book.
Did you read it?
No, I haven't read it. But Adam Zwar said his dad used to say to him, you know who the best warm-up man in the world is? Rudolf Hess. Because Rudolf Hess would go on. Because you know when you see Hitler at those speeches and everyone's going crazy? Mm. That's only because of Rudolf Hess's warm-up work.
So what would he do? Do what? Do the wave or something?
Okay, everyone. Adolf's coming out in a minute.
Yeah.
It can't be lukewarm. You have to cheer.
Surely he would have done a bit of, you know, where are you from?
Yeah. Where are you from? Nuremberg? Munich? Yeah, I thought so. And what would he throw into the crowd? Yeah. They wouldn't have minis back then. They'd be throwing something into the crowd.
By applause, who likes German sausage?
And so he would work the crowd into an absolute frenzy and then bring Hitler on. Because he met him in the beer halls. I have read some of his book. But at no point did they mention Olivia Newton-John. But anyway, so he was a... I don't know why he thought...
Not a good guy.
Not a good guy, but he had... I think flying to England, he had good intentions. He wanted to have a truce with... he got a small plane and flew it to Scotland, which is amazing in itself.
And that was the end for him. What ended up happening to him?
What happened was that he was locked up in England. And then he was given to the Russians, I think, and he was put in Spandau Prison. And he ended up being the... I remember seeing this documentary on Spandau Prison, because I'm a fan of Spandau Ballet.
He was put in prison. Is that in any way... It can't be related, surely.
That's where they got their name from.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you know stuff.
Oh, I just... Spandau Ballet.
You know stuff.
Yeah, but I only know stuff related to bands that I like Spandau Ballet. We're probably one of my favourite 80s bands. And this is what I heard. And I think they've denied it, but Spandau Ballet was they hung a lot of people at... This is quite gruesome. Kids, if you're listening. Warning. They hung a lot of people at Spandau Prison. A lot of Nazis were hung there, right? Because the Russians don't muck around. And the East Germans, I think it was. And they're communists anyway. And they used to call... They'd hang people and their feet would move, and they would call that the Spandau Ballet, when their feet would move.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's fascinating.
I think Spandau Ballet said they just picked it. They didn't know that.
Oh, well, what? How would they? They did know that.
You reckon they knew that?
Of course they did.
They're trying to be controversial.
And which links in Olivia Newton-John, famous for...
Oh, yes! Well, maybe that's... Maybe because she was around the same era as Spandau Ballet.
Oh, she was a bit earlier than that, wasn't she?
Oh, they were late 70s, 80s. Yeah, she was a bit earlier, but she...
She was 60s, wasn't she?
ONJ? Oh, mate, did she start in the 60s? No, she's 70s. When was Greece? Were you a Greece fan? See, I was at high school when Greece came out.
I think everyone.
I loved her. You know, but which Sandy did you like? Did you like the one where she was cute, innocent girl? Or when at the end we had the great message for every young woman around the world? What did you have to do to get a man?
You actually remember films. You actually remember what's in a film. I remember seeing the film. I don't remember what's in it.
Well, the big thing about Sandy, right, she's an innocent girl from Australia.
And then she changes.
And then at the end, she dresses up like a bit of a tart.
Yeah.
And she's
so
all...
So you would have loved
the innocent one.
What?
I love the first one. I love the innocent Sandy.
You haven't got in touch with your real, real Dave.
I didn't want the tardy Sandy.
So, Olivia Newton-John, singer.
Have you met her? You would have met her.
No.
I've met her. How can I have met her and you've never met her? She came on radio once and she kissed me on the cheek. She's still amazing too, I've got to say.
You've got plenty of things to dream about.
Yeah.
So she's going through a bit of a tough time right now. She's got breast cancer.
Yes, yeah. Not good.
Which is not good. But she's got health resorts. She's got a
husband who disappeared?
Yes. And wasn't he found in Mexico? Or didn't he turn up? Wasn't he photographed?
He never turned up, but he was photographed.
Photographed in Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, Greece was 78. That's right.
Greece was 78, right. Hmm. So she started, though, because it was a television series starring Delta Goodrum.
Oh, no. Did you watch it?
No.
I saw like 10 minutes of it.
But I saw the start of it, and it appeared to me we used to go out with... Ian Turpie.
That's funny, isn't it?
So that would have been 60s.
Yes.
I reckon. Yeah. So she would be around about late 50s.
No, she'd be 60s. By now. I mean,
she'd be late 60s.
Yeah, late 60s. Greece was 78.
She's got that. Her daughter does a lot of stuff on...
What does her daughter do?
She puts photographs, not that I've seen that many, on Twitter of herself in, you know...
Bikinis?
Well, look, I haven't looked. Well, I have looked. But, yeah, she looks like she...
Really?
Yeah. I forget her name. Chloe, is it?
Chloe. I think you're right.
Chloe.
I always loved Olivia Newton-John. I loved Grease.
I'll tell you something about Olivia Newton-John. I don't know why I know this. But her father or her grandfather won a Nobel Prize.
Well, see, that's got something to do with Rudolf Hess, I reckon. I know her parents were British... And her dad would have been around in wartime.
Olivia Newton-John's grandfather, Max Born, won a Nobel Prize for Physics in 1954 for work in quantum mechanics.
Yeah, well, Sam's for physics.
For physics. So could that be connected to Rudolf Hess?
You did arts, didn't you?
I didn't do as if I did physics. Yeah.
I didn't do physics.
I did teaching and arts, that's right.
Sorry, what did you say?
Could that be related to Rudolf Hess?
You are getting colder.
It's interesting because Hitler used to hang out with, I think it was the Duke of Windsor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So Hitler was kind of a guy to, you know.
And there was a whole movement in England that was pro-Hitler.
Yeah.
The British fascists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the plan was for them to take over Britain and then put in the Duke of Windsor as a puppet.
King.
Yeah. So that was the plan, I think. But then when it all started to heat up, I think he got it. But it was a big embarrassment for the royal family as it unfolded that he was, you know, hanging out with Hitler.
Hanging out with Hitler. Not a good look.
So hang on. So where?
Thank God, New Idea wasn't around then. Duke of Nazis.
So what have we got?
Not a lot, but we know that. Olivia Newton-John, I don't think it's got anything to do with her. I reckon it's a dad or a mum or something like that. I think Olivia Newton-John's too young for Rudolf Hess.
It has to go back through the family line for there to be not unless she's related, which I don't think.
No.
Hopelessly related
to you, Rudolf.
No. So.
And Rudolf Hess was just kept in prison by himself for a long time. Maybe she visited him. Maybe he was a Greek
fan. So he came to prison here. And so he would have come to prison here. When did the war finish?
45.
Not here, in the UK.
Yeah, but he was sent to an East German prison, Spandau, as I said. And that's where he lived out his life. And they never released him. So I can't see that he would have met Olivia. So I think it's something to do with the dad or the mum.
Or the grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are getting warmer.
So we're getting... So it's something to do with the heritage.
Mm.
So therefore, something to do with the dad. You know what the dad? I have no idea what the dad. Dad was that the dad in the war?
He was in the war, but I don't know what he did. He did something in the war. He did some kind of thing in the war. Yeah,
he might have.
You were getting warmer.
Warmer. So it's got something to do with the dad and the war effort.
I reckon it's got something to do with the grandfather.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well,
see, should we
have some thinking music?
Are you ready to lock it in?
Oh, I need to think about it. Really. Olivia Newton-John, I just can't imagine.
Because they're so poles apart, aren't they? She's got a health resort up in...
Have you been there?
Gaia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I've thought about it, but then I'm thinking, do I really want to get up at 6 every morning?
Oh, I know, like those golden door places where you can't have phones or anything. Yeah. You've got to go, and everyone's like, oh, it's amazing. And they get up at 5 a.m., eat some muesli, and then do yoga for 3 hours. No, thanks.
And pay a lot of money for doing Pilates. And then you say you live really well and get your body, and then you just go back to your normal life. Yeah. I guess you can learn some stuff to bring into your life. But I don't want to go and,
There's no room service. There's nothing.
You really want to sort of live your own time, don't you? You don't want to be sort of having to do this or having to do that. But a friend of mine did go recently over to New Zealand and said it was fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, came back all inspired. And
well, Carl Barron went on that one where you don't speak for 3 months or something. There's one where you don't speak, which is like, he liked it, but it's like being a monk or something.
For 3 months?
I'm exaggerating. It was probably 6 weeks or something like that. Okay. Oh, maybe wear some thinking music. Look, if you enjoy the podcast, make sure you leave a review, 5 stars only, and tell a friend about the podcast. Somehow related.
Surely you'd say something on social media.
Media, yeah. We forward this on social media or share it.
Yeah, pretty good.
Do something, it's pretty good. Easy. Free.
Would it come under Easy Listening Podcast?
I reckon, yeah.
I'm going to move towards something that I believe is...
Go.
So, what do we say? I'm going to say it's the grandfather who won a Nobel Prize for physics.
Yep.
I reckon he's had a meeting with...
Rudolf Hess.
With Hess, trying, and maybe, I don't know, I'm seeing Hitler there somewhere in the background, probably popping his head in. What are you guys talking about?
We're just talking about nuclear bombs and stuff.
Yeah.
Leave us, Adolf.
Yeah. But, okay. And I reckon maybe that grandfather could have, but didn't give the secret, and they would have had the bomb.
Wow. Okay.
It's a good film.
That's a good theory. Mm. I reckon my theory is Olivia Newton-John's dad was some sort of army person, and it was his idea for Rudolf Hess to fly over. He was the contact and said, "Fly over, talk to me."
So he was a highfalutin in the
I reckon that's and that was
he did it knowingly.
Yeah, he was in contact with Hess and the guys that were conspiring against Hitler. Should we find
Olivia Newton-John's father was an MI5 officer working on the Enigma project. He was one of the men that captured Rudolf Hess, the deputy Führer of the Nazi Party, and took him into custody during World War II.
Gee, I mean, if you went to a party at Olivia's place and her dad was there, who would you go? You'd be more likely to talk to Dad.
I talked to Olivia first, then I'd go, "Is your dad here? We're talking about Rudolf Hess."
Because I'd get a sausage roll and wander over to Dad and say, "You've got some story." Don't sing yet, Olivia. I just want to. I know you want to do.
You're going to do a bit of your Xanadu and want, but
let's talk to Dad.
Let's talk to Dad about arresting Rudolf Hess.
He arrested Rudolf Hess.
Yeah, right.
So hang on. Didn't you say that he flew out and he was arrested over...
He was arrested in Scotland. I know he was arrested in Scotland when his plane crashed. But obviously Rudolf Hess... Olivia Newton-John's dad was some kind of operative. Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing.
I don't know why Olivia's dad hasn't been the star of at least a Four Corners.
Yeah, or an Australian Story.
Australian Story.
Yeah.
Two-parter. Two-parter and get Olivia in there and get Dad in there. I wonder if Dad's still with us. Probably maybe not.
But I don't reckon he would be if he was in World War II.
Yeah, probably not.
That's incredible. Wow.
There you go.
What have you thought of Olivia's achievements?
You've had a
he must be British. You've had a worldwide hit, but sure, I arrested Rudolf Hess.
It's got to go down well with it when you're getting around saying what you did during the war.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Exactly.
Well, there's a historical journey that we've taken. Well, I've gone on, probably a bit less for you because you know a lot of that stuff.
Oh, but, I didn't know that.
Yep. And Olivia, we wish you all the best with your with your current situation. And
Rudolph, sorry that they put you in prison forever. But I mean, you were a bad man. So
yeah, but an excellent warm-up guy.
Yeah, excellent warm-up guy.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill, produced by Courtney Carthy. Leave a review for Somehow Related where you're listening to podcasts.
Have you ever done warm-up?
I did warm-up for the first version of Blankety Blank.
What? With Graham Kennedy?
No. Well, he didn't do that. He did that. I did that. I did the Daryl Summers one.
Oh, wow.
It was my first gig in...
television.
Well, yeah, it was my first gig in the Nine studio. And I didn't do too many because I didn't do too well, I don't think. But yeah.
No, I did it on the Denise show. Remember Warm Denise up, Drysdale had a midday show with Lawrence Mooney was on it too. Oh, it was brutal. They just bust in old ladies from somewhere.
I had an incident.
What happened?
I asked someone where the toilet was and... I don't know if you remember at Channel 9, there used to be a line of dressing rooms.
Yeah, I remember.
The toilets were at the end.
Yeah.
And someone said the toilet's at the end, they're on the right. I walked down the corridor and couldn't find the men.
Oh,
so
no.
I went into a dressing room.
Yeah.
And went into an ensuite thinking, well, this is where he told me to go. And you don't want to hear this, but I...
You did your stuff?
I did my stuff. And looked at the back of the door and went, an evening dress? Why would an evening dress be hanging on the back of the door and in the toilet? Oh, stupid. And then heard some rustling outside and Delvin Delaney was out there.
Oh, what?
So I've had to come out of her toilet, her ensuite,
yeah,
and walk through her dressing room after doing what I did in her ensuite. And say all the best with Sale of the Century.
Ding dong. Not ding dong.
No, yeah, all the best.
What?
And I met her years later and she said, have we met? And I went, no, never.
No, never.
Anyway, I don't know why I told you that. No, but good story. You asked me if I've ever done warm-ups. But yes, I have.
Good times.